Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, the Friday edition. And, of course, on Fridays, we check in with Jeff Pitts from City View because they know what to do in the metro this weekend and into next week. It's getting nigh on the time that he is going to be leaving us for a while because wedding vows are in the offing very soon, next week.
Very soon, a week from Saturday. It's going to be a great day.
Oh, yeah, it will be. Yeah. Remember when you could do anything you wanted to do anytime, all the time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kissing goodbye.
It's Wait,
done.
What?
It's done, man.
Huh?
It's done. Two best words in the English language are, yes, dear. Now, remember those and repeat them often, and everything will be fine.
Wait, you're just telling me this now?
Yeah. Well, you got time, man. It's another week before you say I do.
Can't wait.
I know. All right.
There's a silent auction going on
selling
dog houses.
Really?
That's right. The Digs for Dogs Doghouse Silent Auction started today. And that's out at Bass Pro Shops in Altoona. The silent auction runs through August 20th, and the money earned will go to help the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. The event's called Digs for Dogs Doghouse Silent Auction. I just like saying it.
What? Digs for Dogs Doghouse Silent Auction.
You got it. Yeah? You got it.
Well, I'm in the doghouse often.
Mm-hmm.
This is apropos.
Right.
Buy one now before the wedding.
Money well spent.
Yes.
Okay. Starting tonight and running through the weekend, Adel Sweet Corn Festival.
Adel Sweet Corn. You know, I asked somebody from Adel. I was with them. I was with Amy. Mm-hmm. Amy from Modville, which is over there in Adel.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her, I said, so what's going on? And she says, oh, at the Adel Sweet Corn. And I said, how many politicians are coming to shuck corn? She said, there's a boatload of them. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
More corn or more politicians?
Both. Mm-hmm. Corny politicians.
7 tons of corn they're going to shuck.
A lot of shucking.
That's a lot of shucking.
Of course, you know, we have what? I think there's 80, 90 people running for governor. So it's, you know, they each do a ton. We got this thing knocked, man. Go shuck your heart out.
Thinking about throwing my hat in the ring.
Hey, why not? Everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, sweet corn feed.
Yep.
And parade Saturday.
Yep. 5K run at 8 a.m. Parade's at 9:30.
Got it.
Lots of corn. Bumper crop.
Nothing like Adel sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do they have sweet corn in Missouri?
Missouri? Yeah. I don't know. Good call on that name. Good call. Yes, Jerry.
Anyway. Okay. Foam Glow 2017. The race starts 8:30 Saturday, August 12th.
Foam Glow?
Foam.
Oh, Foam Glow.
Yeah. F-O-A-M.
Got it. Foam Something Glow.
Like foam. The Iowa Cubs are offering. The Cubbies are on the road this weekend, but Foam Glow 2017 is being hosted at Principal Park in their stead. It's a 5K that takes you back to the 70s. Black lights light up the course as runners and walkers get smothered with foam.
Yeah, this whole thing is just, they have glitter runs, you know, they have color runs, they have foam runs. Some of, you know, they have mud runs. Can't people just like go out there and walk or run around and not get slimed?
Well,
apparently not.
It's part exercise, part dance party. All fun.
Is there anything here that's like a fundraiser for something, or is it just you go get slimed and that's it? Any idea?
That's a good question.
Just go get foamed, ladies and gentlemen.
I was too focused on the foam part.
I don't blame you. It's pretty interesting.
I didn't write it down.
All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Principal Park. Yeah, foam it up.
Foam it up. Okay. How tough are you feeling this weekend, Michael?
I'm not. I walked the State Fair Parade this past week.
Really?
Wednesday night. Yeah, I was in the State Fair Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked like, I don't know, 80 miles, whatever that distance is. Felt like it. You know, the oldest person to walk the State Fair Parade was me.
Really?
I think so, yeah. Anyway, so I'm a hurting unit. I know.
Hurting unit.
I don't want to do anything.
So you're the least tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the National Guard would like to put you to the test, but there's no man's land trench run.
See, there you go again.
Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. Yeah, all these have a kind of a gimmick. It just kind of depends what you're in for.
A Sunday morning trench run.
This Sunday at Camp Dodge in Johnson, there'll be a 10K obstacle course set up by the National Guard. It's difficult enough that there's actually a minimum age. You have to be at least 14 years old to challenge a course. It's free, which is nice, considering how exhausted you'll probably be afterwards. If you're interested, you can register at www.iowanationalguard.com and then show up at Camp Dodge at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
There you go.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing says fun like the National Guard.
And an obstacle course and trench warfare or whatever they're talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
High level of difficulty.
And maybe they'll get some recruits out of that.
Probably.
I need another job. Maybe it'll take me.
Okay. Also Sunday, Cookies and Canvas. Yeah. This is a family-friendly event hosted, put on by Molly's Cupcakes. Cookies and Canvas at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Kids will be encouraged to paint while also getting some tasty goodies.
Nice.
This might make a nice snack after the No Man's Land trench run.
You think?
Yeah, but make sure you shower first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Molly's Cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know where that is. I saw that the other day.
Yeah, it's down kind of in the East Village.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was trolling around down there the other day and happened to see. Yeah, okay, cool.
It's a good place. Tasty. You ever been in a tornado? Ever seen a tornado?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it wasn't very long ago. I was standing in a corral, in a horse corral, and my slicker was going, the bottom of the slicker was being blown north, and the rain was coming.
Really?
So, yeah, it was the strangest thing.
That's bizarre.
And the tornado hit about less than a quarter mile from the farm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'll never forget it. That's scary. That's one of two that I've had the opportunity to do.
Survived it.
Yeah, thank God.
So, Monday, there's a free session called Storm Chasing 101.
Really?
For those who've been a little too fearful or perhaps too wise to seek out the worst that Mother Nature can throw at us. Panelists from the Iowa Storm Chasing Network, the pros who cover storms for KCCI, will answer questions and try to wash off some misconceptions about the field of expertise. They'll start at 6:30 p.m. on Monday night at the Des Moines Public Library.
Nice. That's on Monday.
Yep.
You know, John McLaughlin was in the State Fair Parade. He was, He used to be the meteorologist for KCCI, and he was in the parade. And he was, he's got this app, Storm Chaser app.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Hmm.
There you go. See?
There you go.
Just adding a little bit of extra there.
Adding extra. I like it. Here's something cool. I actually wrote about this in City View last month. The Zenith Chamber Music Festival. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. All right. First, here's a joke. What do you call a musician like Mozart or Beethoven after they've died and were buried? A decomposer.
A decomposer. Very nice. That's very good.
Okay, well,
he'll be here all weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to tip the waitstaff.
So the Zenith Chamber Music Festival brings in world-class musicians from around the globe and puts them in an intimate atmosphere, three or four venues, five venues around Des Moines from August 15th through the 19th. So they'll be playing at the Salisbury House and other venues. It's organized by Professor Ashley Sidon of the Drake University. She's a world-class cellist. And
nice.
Yeah.
See, that's rather than go on a honeymoon and stuff like that, that's what you should be doing.
That's not a bad idea. This thing actually sounds really cool.
Oh, yeah, it is.
These are really good musicians in a small, setting.
Right.
And they just, they don't normally play together, so they just kind of, they just wing it.
Wow.
And they interact with the crowd, and it's a cool thing. Sounds cool.
And the first is at Salisbury House, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. What day?
This is the August 15th through the 19th.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you can check out their schedule at zenithwordpress.drake.edu.
Nice.
Okay. 48-hour film project.
Oh.
Best of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is good stuff. Our good friend and sponsor, Sam Creamer, is really into the 48-hour film festival.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what it is. The idea is, and it was put on by the Des Moines Social Club and others, they give an assignment to different varying movie crews to film a film in 2 hours, starting from scratch. Or I'm sorry, 2 days.
2 days.
48 hours.
Right.
That's the name. And anyway, they made the films, they cut the films, they edited the films, they submitted the films, and now on Thursday the 17th, they'll have the best of screening. So
there you
the
go.
Best ones.
Where's that
will
happening?
Be shown. This is at Fleur Cafe.
Yeah, they usually do it out there at
yep.
the Fleur. It's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
A 48-hour film festival, best of mm-hmm. Fleur. Very nice. Good
yeah.
stuff.
So these are the best of the best. And this is actually Adam Rogan followed a crew, and he wrote
yeah.
about it. That's in City View this month also.
All right.
It's an interesting story. It's good. Okay, and so that's about it. But, of course, the fair started Thursday. We already talked about that. Runs through the 20th. Solheim Cup.
That's right.
14th through the 20th. The best female golfers in the United
world.
States team up and play
yeah.
against the rest of the world. Right.
This is a big deal. They are projecting literally thousands and thousands of people
mm-hmm.
here. And it's a great opportunity to show off the Des Moines Metro.
It's going
to
– in fact, there's so many people here. Well, I can't say for sure this is why, but I got an email this morning from Georgia, from a lady named Georgia from hotelscombined.com. She tells me that her statistical analysis says that this week over the Iowa State Fair are three times higher.
The cost of a hotel
than
three
they
times
were
higher.
Last year. Yeah. Yeah, three times more demand, I should
yeah.
say. They've increased up to 85% compared to last year's fair.
Oh, you got two big deals. You know, you got the
mm-hmm.
fair and the Solheim
right.
Cup. Border to border. I mean, but it's at least it's happening on different sides of town.
Yeah. And
so
then
the
my
traffic.
Wedding's right in between.
Oh, very nice. Nice, good planning.
Right.
Well, there'll be nobody there. Don't worry about it. Everybody will be golfing or eating fair food.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a clean sail. All right. His name is Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. He is from City View because they know what to do on the weekend. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
All right. We will, we may not see you next week.
Yeah, you probably won't see me next week. It'll probably be Adam or Katie.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, happy
next day. 2 weeks.
I know. Yeah, the honeymoon thing. Yes, dear. Remember those words.
Okay, all right.
Write it down someplace. Believe me, you won't have to. All right, we got to get out of here. It is nigh on to 6 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delbo. There you go.
Nailed it.
And, of course, the music is being brought to was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodluck. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will be back, God willing, 5 o'clock on Monday. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.